You knew it was going to be a very tough task here this afternoon for your squad against a really pretty good Hayes team here. And Hayes, I think really it was more the length and the height that kind of took you guys out of your game, and it was just tough getting anything going from the word go.
Well, yeah, but, you know, until the fourth quarter, we didn't probably make five passes in any one of our possessions. If you're going to stick, you know, make the ball stick on offense, their bigs don't have to move, so they get to protect the rim. Whatever it is, you know, when teams get behind, all of a sudden they start doing the things that their coaches usually tell them to do to begin with, which is, you know, playing as a team, moving the ball around. You know, we set very little screens tonight, and we kind of paid for it. But I just thought offensively we were really stagnant, and we didn't really make them work. But, I mean, their length is it's difficult. But at the same time, we didn't execute what we needed to.
Tough getting some shots up, turnovers there, and you mentioned probably one of your keys there was rebounding, and that just was non-existent. You guys look like you guys would at times be in good positions, but somehow Hayes would find a way to get the rebound.
Yeah, they were in pretty good position the entire time, but, you know, that starts with where they're at on offense. You know, they kind of sit right there by the lane, and it doesn't look like they're really trying to do a whole lot, but they're always sitting in the paint and just kind of working for position. So when that shot goes up, they're standing right there, and you know, if we can't push them off the block or push them out of the paint and we get fouls for it, then it's a struggle. So, you know, we knew rebounding was going to be big, and it definitely was. You know, there was times I thought we were really battling for it, and there was other times where I think we just kind of watched them and let them shoot layups.
Well, and Hunter Yeager continued his solid effort this afternoon with 16 points. He had four threes. Really, he had a lot of the offense for you for probably the first three and a half quarters. I thought, you know, when he sat on the bench for two fouls there, we saw some things there. Parker Gooden had a couple of good drives to the basket, and I thought that was going to be one key for you guys to get back in, but unfortunately you didn't see that series after series of driving to the basket and trying to do something.
No, we didn't. Hunter was, you know, as Hunter was pretty much our offense for three quarters, like you said. But that was, again, a product of us not moving the ball. We get behind, and we've done it a few times now. We've got behind, and away from our offense we go. And we did it again tonight. We thought, okay, well, we're behind. I'll just go get it by myself. And it's sometimes, you know, there's times where you do have to go make those plays, and you got to be a little bit more assertive and aggressive on the offensive end. But there's also times where you got to move the ball. And we didn't do that, and it, like I said, it let their post players just stay in good position, and it's hard to finish over them down at the rim if you don't get them out of position.
Well, a tough loss for you guys here this afternoon, but maybe the good thing, too, is it's a, you know, reset, a quick turnaround here for you guys tomorrow on the backside, either against Beloit or Goodland. I think probably going in, it's going to be probably Goodland here tomorrow afternoon, but you never know here first day of the orange and black.
No, you don't. You know, if Goodland can get a couple of guys, you know, hot, they can give you some trouble. You know, they've shown the ability to score the basketball, and so, you know, whichever team it is, we've got to do a better job of being us. And you know, whether that's getting up and pressuring people, you know, because I thought our zone defense actually did a fairly decent job. You know, they come out and knock down the first two threes, but I thought our zone defense did a pretty decent job. We were kind of slow with the rotations, but at the same time, it kept them from getting the ball in the paint as much. So it was all right. But, yeah, we're going to have to be ready to go regardless. But we got to do a better job of doing what we do.
Well, once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Tough loss for the Beavers this afternoon, 64-44. Thanks again, Coach, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.